Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. Welcome to the show. If you're brand new to my show, we're here every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. And we have a really exciting show. Everyone, you know, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know I'm very about the arts. I love the creativity and the expression. We have a beautiful emerging recording artist with us, and we are talking absolutely beautiful sound. I absolutely love this music, and we're going to be playing her release throughout the show. And in one section of the show, we're going to have a meditative time where we'll play the whole release for you. So it's really beautiful. Her name is Kaliani, and she's from Brazil. She is a spiritually inspired visionary, and this is who we have with us today on the show. She's also a producer, an artist, a mother, and founder of Stargate Alliance Films and Media. Their mission is to inspire humanity through offering alternative visions, information, and empowering tools for the self, as well as for global soul transformation. So she's quite busy. She's got a lot she's doing here. We're going to be really chatting with her in just a minute and really seeing what drives her to her passions and what's going on with her. It's really very interesting to talk to creative souls and how they express. And it is her dream to offer herself. She wants to offer herself as an instrument for the betterment of humanity and uplifting of consciousness on the planet. That's beautiful. She says her deep, heartfelt connection with Source is the driving force and the fuel in everything she co-creates and assists in bringing forth. As a recording artist, her first single, Namu's Invocation, and I'm going to check if I'm pronouncing that correctly here in just a moment. And this is the one we're going to be listening to throughout the show. This was just recently released, and she has an album that will be out later this year. Please welcome to the show, Kaliani. Hello, Kaliani. Welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you, Jen. Thanks for having me here. It's such an honor to be with you today.
We are excited, and I'm excited to share your music because when I first listened to it, it's hypnotic, it's angelic, it's absolutely beautiful. And to start off, most people, I mean, when you're brand new, emerging, and I know we even ask ourselves, how did you come to realize that this is something you wanted to do? Why did you become a musical artist?
It's a very interesting story, and I don't know if you want the long version or the short version.
Oh, no, go for it. I will let you know when we have to go to station break, so no worries. We want to know.
As you mentioned, I've been busy doing other projects, creating conscious media, and I didn't really think I would ever be a singer. It wasn't something I was cultivating or studying or thinking about. I did take some vocal lessons with an extraordinary teacher, but it was like maybe 10 sessions at the most, maybe a couple of years ago, because I wanted to open my throat chakra. Yeah, I had gone through, let's say, a bit of a rough time in my earlier periods of life. I felt my expression was stunted. And actually, I had a friend who was an intuitive healer who told me I would benefit from just having a voice coach. And I did that, but wasn't with intent to sing. And it was medicine, because he had been telling me this for quite a period of time, maybe 2 years. And I said, well, I'll do it. But it's not the reason why. Because I was working on this project, doing intense research on the Divine Feminine to create my next documentary hybrid film. And I was so imbued in the energy. And I have been, I've been having experiences with this beautiful archetypal presence in my life for the last 11 years, which has awakened this curiosity to find out more. And I said, you know, my next project is going to be this hybrid docufilm on this historical and also a mystical aspect of the Divine Feminine. What's the Divine Feminine? And how did it play out in our history, in our lives, you know?
That's amazing, because, you know, if it started out to open your throat chakra and clear it, so it was something with communicating and expression, and but, you know, the vibrations of sound are very healing, and they release and help move the energies that are holding back or trapped, because that's what I'm, you know, I'm an intuitive counselor and healer. So when you were sharing that, I went, the vibrations of the sound alone. Yeah. I know.
Sound is the base, is known as the base of creative space of the universe, is the smallest unity, I think, of creation, because as you know, so many have researched, it's so pure and so primordial, and it has power of pure frequency vibration. So it's the purity of communication, and without the you know, the middle service, that words play, that can be very limiting. I've had a somewhat of a paradoxical relationship with words, because I love them, and I also find that they limit what is wanting to be expressed when words cannot contain the depth and intensity and beauty of what's wanting to be expressed. And that's why Amazing Vacation came with that, because it's coming from a place so much bigger than words could actually define. And it's beautiful when we do and we try and we create beautiful chants and music that exalt the divine. But I felt this one particular song, and maybe a few more, have been wanting to be expressed themselves. It's almost like I channeled them, and that's one that wanted to be expressed.
I really feel that you did channel them, because when I was listening, I mean, it is coming, and I understood it completely related to what you were saying about words. When it's coming from a frequency that we're all ascending or feeling drawn to, and it's bringing it into that dimension, it hasn't been here yet. So yeah, there isn't a word to express it yet.
Yes.
And I get what you're saying. I completely get what you're saying. And I want to say thank you, because you are allowing yourself to be that conduit to bring in this frequency that's very healing. And this is very, very beautiful. Even watching the video, you felt like you were somewhere else. I was watching that, and all of that is on your website, which we're going to share as well. We're going to make sure everybody knows how to see all this wonderful stuff. But you started this. When did you feel drawn? How long ago was this when you felt this draw to start with the music, or when your intuitive healer suggested the music? When did that happen?
Well, my intuitive healer suggested the music a long time ago, and much longer than the music came through. The music came through,
okay,
actually, in 2011.
Okay.
And,
okay.
I ran away from it. I had to overcome my own mental limitations and concepts around what was I supposed to do. My mental ideas and concepts about what an artist is and how I had to have been trained all my life, mm-hmm. which I wasn't. I wasn't trained to sing or musically trained.
Well, hang on to that thought, because this is good stuff, and we're going to have a little taste of her Namu's invocation right now. We're going to take a break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. As nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And my guest today is recording artist Taliani. And if you're just tuning in, you are hearing little pieces of that beautiful release that's a brand new single that has just come out. And Taliani, before we went to break, we were talking about lots of different things with the music and how you came about and how long ago you started. But you really have been described as being wordless, but are you using words at all, and why would there be no words to using words, in your opinion?
Well, the mood evocation doesn't have anything comprehensible. There's no language in the way we're used to think of language. So that's correct in that sense. And, but it does feel to me like there is definitely a language being spoken. It's a pure frequency vibration, which I think it's the most direct form of communication that goes straight to the heart and bypasses the brain. And it can change our structure, our frequency, our state sometimes. I'm a strong believer in sound healing, and I think that's what wanted to come forth, as what I was feeling could not be contained by words. That's what was happening in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me. The, you know, as you're expressing that, and sometimes words can get in the way. We can trip all over them sometimes. They, like you were saying earlier, they're, sometimes it is difficult to find the right words to express what you're saying. I know that I feel like that sometimes when I'm having a very deep connection with spirit. And, but, you know, there's also that language that is just clear, pure energy coming directly in, which sound carries that in those tones and frequencies. And it's not misunderstood that way. It's similar to telepathy. I mean, it's a thought transference, but your tones are just coming in. And you can feel them when you listen to this music, everyone. You can feel it just go right through your entire body. It's like your entire body wakes up and is drawn to attention, so to speak, to listen. And it seems to just naturally absorb. Now, that is the truth. That is how I experienced the music when I first heard your music. I don't know if anybody said that to you or not, but that was exactly what I felt. I felt like my whole body was listening to this tone.
Yeah. Yes, so, I've had some very exquisite accounts and amazing experiences. And that is actually what helped me overcome my own ideas initially around singing and if I was meant to sing it, and how could I be a singer now at this point in my life? Because I'm starting in the middle of another career and later in life, and I hadn't been trained in all these ifs, ands, and buts. But the truth is that the people who heard it, and every time somebody said, Jane, I heard you make something, I hear it, and sometimes a lot of the reaction was crying, just instantly going into break down, but it wasn't a sad crying. It was something
else. Yeah, I can see that. I can see it. It does seem to waken all the bodies. I mean, we have our spiritual body, soul body, emotional body, physical body, and it just seemed to reach out, and those, all of the bodies are responding, and I can see that absolutely. Now, is in this particular particular song release, Namu's, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, Namu's Invocation.
Namu's Invocation is the name of it. Mm-hmm. Is there a particular message with intention in these tones?
Mm-hmm. Well, initially when it came through me, I was basically witnessing, you know, and going into what was being received, almost like I just let my my heart soar with the sounds. I became intimate with it, and that melodic toning came through me. I was just a witness, and of course there is many Sarads, Denimas, and Invocation. There's so many feeling tones. It's such an infinite array of feelings that can cross us and touch us in different places in our soul, in our history, in our heart. And I connect it to the one that is most collective to be able to translate some kind of an arc of a message to the public. It is inherently connected to the presence of the Divine Feminine, which to me is the way to create balance in our culture and our to thrive. I think humanity is not thriving, and we're in the brink of self-destruction in so many aspects because we've chosen a manner of being in the world that is not balanced. And when I say not balanced, we have been very yang oriented, and I think every individual, men and women alike, have a powerful capacity to soften up and connect with other values that we have in the past deemed as feminine. And I think this archetypal presence and this a feminine a softness and beauty that has been radiating in my life, I think wanted to pass this, that we have to open up. That's why there's this imagery in the video that's very much like a witnessing of the destruction we've gone through. It's like a deity that is mourning the losses in the beginning, and then it goes through, you know, throwing some symbolic messages of oppression and hunger and suffering and war and all those images that are embedded in the beginning of the video, and then the walk in the desert and all that, and lack of fertility and sterility and dryness, which is reflected in what's happening inside of us. We're numbed out, we're afraid of being vulnerable and honest and authentic. We've been so indoctrinated to be a certain way that we're afraid of who we really are. And the truth is, we are beautiful. Our essence is beautiful. We have to trust in what's coming through us, instead of being so stuck with this cultural long-standing indoctrination and the confusion created by so many different dogmas and religious dogmas and things that we don't even know what's right and wrong anymore. And we lost a connection to our inner guidance system and our own divinity. And I think that was invocation wants to inspire people to live differently and to embrace that divine feminine.
Well, you know, that, yeah, and that makes sense why it would be bringing up the emotions, because when you start to allow that feminine energy that we all have to come through, it softens, it nurtures, it allows that expression. And a lot of times it is associated with, you know, more emotion, but why not? Why not? We all have emotions and they have to be expressed. They should be allowed to be expressed. That's what they're for.
Yeah. I think they are our most important inner guidance system.
Absolutely. That's absolutely beautiful. Now, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but the you have the video, you have the single release. Where can they go and buy the single?
The single is in iTunes, which is the most popular known venue for downloading, and it's only 99 cents. You can own it, burn it, take it with you.
Okay.
Okay. But it's also in many of my digital distributors, very broad, and it has over 250 affiliates worldwide. So if you just type Mamu's Invocation pretty much anywhere, you're probably going to find it.
But okay.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one.
Okay, we are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take a moment to listen to the entire audio of this beautiful sound, because I want to share that with you and take just a moment to allow this music to speak through you. How it makes you feel. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, recording artist Kalyani, with her new release, Namu's Invocation. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Feeling drained or wiped out too early during the day?
Your body and mind are communicating with you. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you get more focused, refreshed, and energized whenever you need.
Here's how. Dedicate 2 times during your day, in the morning and afternoon, to take 5 minutes to close your eyes and breathe deeply. After 5 minutes of this, you'll notice how much more alert and present you become. Get your edge on. This technique works wherever and whenever you'd like, just not while driving.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And that was a little taste of what we are going to, in just a moment here, play the entire track of Namu's Invocation by recording artist, my guest today, Kalyani. Beautiful, beautiful music. And it's very much from the heart. We have been talking about how you will feel this music, and I wanted to give you a little bit of that before we start the entire audio. Allow yourself to just feel this music and allow it to just go through you, because it is absolutely amazing what you'll start to feel. If you don't, then you'll listen to it later. If you're driving around, you may or may not want to close your eyes, but don't do that if you're driving. But this is just very beautiful. Just allow it to take you to that place of healing with that intention. So at this time of the show, before we start talking again, Kalyani, why don't we play the entire track? What do you think?
I think that's great.
Okay. Brian, we're going to quiet down so we can listen to the whole thing. This is Namu's Invocation by artist Kalyani.
Thank you.
Whoa. I still have chills going through my whole body. What about you, Brian?
Yes, indeed. That was truly amazing. And Kalyani deserves a big kudos for that lovely song.
Yes, it was. Kalyani, that is incredible. I mean, the entire song for me. And I'm not kidding. I can't. I'm just over here. It just goes through you. It's stunning. Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing with all the listeners today, because that is incredible. Now, we want to make sure everybody knows how to get a copy of this. You said it was on iTunes, and we have your website. Let's give your website out. It's KalyaniMusic.com. Let me spell that for everybody. That is www.KalyaniMusic.com. Let me spell that again. KalyaniMusic.com. And you also have a video, right? Is that on the website? Would that be where they could see the video?
Yeah, it's right on the landing page of Kalyani's Music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've got the YouTube video embedded there, so that would probably be the easiest way for them to find it.
It's also on YouTube. You can find it directly on YouTube. Just also type the title. Correct.
Right, right. And the title of the song is NAMMU. Apostrophe S, invocation, is that right?
Yes, correct. Yes. If you type even just Mamus on YouTube video, it will pull
there
it
go.
Up. There's a beautiful photo of me on the desert dune in a black dress with a wind blowing, and I have a veil over my head, and it will come up.
Right, and I have all of these links. If you're still looking and you're trying to figure out where it was or how to spell anything, on the show page at my website, JanRoyster.com, for this episode, I have it all spelled out and the links for her website there, so you can find it that way as well. Yeah, there you go. So we've got it all covered, you know, because some of you are out there driving around. And you're like, can't write right now, but we will have an archive that'll be available in the next day or so. So everyone, you can download the archive of this show if you're missing part of it or you're trying to grab some of this information off of transformationtalkradio.com, off of my archives that are attached to my show page over there, the Jen Royster Show on transformationtalkradio.com. Now, Kalyani, what would you hope to give the listener through the experience of listening to this song? What is your intention? What do you want? And we have answered some of it, but what do you want for mankind? You want to see something open up and heal hearts, obviously.
Yes, my hope is that they will be receiving the peace that they most need in the moment. And I think the Mood Invocation, because it doesn't take you to a specific place when you're there's no words guiding you, no mental activity, I think each personal experience is going to be slightly different, but it will bring them to a level of frequency that would be the next step of their being, you know, just cracking the hearts open more than anything, because we've been so defensive and so afraid of feeling. And the truth is, when we're afraid of feeling all things, we end up living a half-life, because we're not willing to feel the fullness of our sorrow or our pain. We're also not feeling a full laughter, a full joy. And the energy is blocked, and it's not flowing, and people wonder why their lives, they're stuck, because there's so much holding in and so much blocking of what needs to be expressed. People need to get in touch with their full-on feeling and being okay with that. I'm feeling really sad right now. I'm feeling really excited right now. And let that energy run through because it cleans our bodies and it gets things to move through. So if it makes you want to cry, let it crack your heart open and break all those defenses and grids that are preventing you from feeling life fully and actually becoming a magnet. When you pulse through the frequencies with that sense of ease, and you can be just, you know, in one moment feel the joy of and the fullness of something, and then the next moment connect to maybe a wound in yourself that haven't expressed itself or cried over itself. You know, honor those moments, those initiations we go through life, instead of numbing out and looking away. It's powerfully healing, as it's been my own experience, to allow, to not be afraid, to allow those things to be revealed, no matter what they are. If you're sad to fear, you know, just being more in our authentic emotional bodies.
Absolutely.
Allow that heart to be fully expressed. And our gifts are more readily expressed. We become magnetized. We attract the things that we most want and are in most higher alignment to our destiny. And that's how my life has been in a way, you know, since I've looked under every rock, you know, I've done deep work all my life. And I relate.
I so relate, because once you are on this path, you really do feel magnetically drawn to this, going deeper and connecting more once you feel that. And that is what you're describing. And it's a beautiful journey of the soul. And you are sharing and expressing and helping lift others and opening hearts in an amazing way. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to keep going here with recording artist Kalyani and her new release, Namu's Invocation. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B, Intuit.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show with my guest today, recording artist Kaliani. And we have been sharing her incredibly beautiful and inspirational single that's been recently released called Namu's Invocation. So, Kaliani, you are working on an EP that's going to come out later this year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And can you tell us a little bit about that? So you're working on some other tracks that'll go on that, but and this is the first release, and this song that we've been listening to today is going to be on that as well?
Yes, it will. It's part of the album we are working towards probably releasing in spring. But the EP will come out first. We made a decision to release the single, the EP, and then the album. And the EP should have 6 tracks, and actually, I have 4 sample tracks on my website of, you know, just samplers, little snippets mm-hmm. of some of the sounds that are coming through.
Okay, so there is some on the website. You have, like, 4 samples of some of the tracks. Is that right?
Yes, that's
right. Okay. Okay, and we want to make sure that everyone that's been listening today, that they have your information. So can you give us your website address one more time?
Yes, it's www.kalianimusic.com, and Kaliani spells K-A-L-I-Y-A-N-I. It's funny because there's an I and a Y next to each other, but that's what it is, www.kalianimusic.com.
Okay, and there is a video there as well where you can, and it's a really, really very beautiful video to watch, and it's very interesting to watch the video while you're listening to the music, and that's right over there on her website. So it's KalianiMusic.com, KaliianiMusic.com. So go check it out. The music is on iTunes as well. If you put in Namu's Invocation, you should find it. I believe you said it was like 99 cents. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you enjoyed this music today, go over and check it out and grab your own copy. And I will have all the links on my show page on my website for this. And before we wrap the rest of the show up, what would you like to, I wanted to ask you, you have experienced miracles and synchronicities, obviously, in your life. How can you share how you're experiencing that in your life and how they're coming together? Because sometimes people are trying to allow these things in, but they don't know how to allow them in or how to recognize them. How have you experienced miracles and synchronicities?
I have experienced many miracles and synchronicities and creating different things. And I think what led me to this place is having done my deep work and gotten a lot of the debris out of the way, you know, and clearing, and being able to just be stationed in a frequency of receptivity, connectivity, acceptance of self, a lot of self-love work, and then you become more available to your destiny. Then your purpose is revealed, and you become impassioned. It's like a light goes on that wasn't on before. And from there, it's almost like the red carpet is rolled out for you. It becomes effortless. But I think it takes us mustering the courage to look inside, to sometimes writing It streams of consciousness clears us. Just right. It doesn't matter. Don't judge anything that's coming through. And just let it go, burn, tear it again. Like, just mm-hmm. let it go and don't even read it one more time. It's like just a seamless process. But there's so many ways, and it's an ongoing work. You know, it's not it's something that happens overnight. But getting to know yourself deeply and understand your processes, all the things you've gone through, lift it up, look under, and if you don't have the tools, seek some guidance. Go talk to a best friend, talk to somebody who has actually tools to help you cope, because some of the things you've gone through life are difficult to understand or have been traumatic or imbued in fear. We don't want to touch it anymore. But it's mm-hmm. so important that we go in those places, forgive ourselves, forgive others, and clear it so that the energy will flow through and through. And I think that will make anyone magnetic and connected and free-flowing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And yes, and that is your passion, to help others. I can feel that in your music. I mean, that is obviously, you know, a passion for you to, for yeah. someone else to experience what you're talking about, because you have experienced that.
Yeah.
And you want, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a master's in spiritual psychology. I had for a while a small practice too. And I was taken into a more media-oriented vehicle, but it's really in my heart to help people love themselves fully with everything they've experienced, everything that's happened, and understand their process.
Mm-hmm.
So it brings me deep joy, for sure.
Well, you know, with that background, you know, it does seem, it makes a lot of sense, because that it allows you to take these different avenues in film or music or whichever one, you know, to help express that as a tool, to use it to help others, because you have that familiarity. I know I do that with the paintings. When I do the intuitive paintings, I have the most connection that way. I relate that way, where you're doing it in the music, or a film, or something else that you're doing. It's just amazing, because as a visionary, we see a potential for humanity that could be so much more if you open up to it. And I know you relate to that.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Kalyani, it has been my pleasure having you here today and to share your beautiful music with the world. I want to say thank you for being with us today. It has been really my pleasure to share it and your message that you're putting out there. It really has been wonderful. And one more time, guys, before we wrap this up, go check it out on her website. It's www.kalyanimusic.com, KALIYANIMusic.com. There's the video and a few samples of the music. Go over and check it out. The single is called Namu's Invocation. And it's really worth it. It really is. Thank you so much for being with us today. We also have it on my website if you're looking for some of this on the episode at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. If you happen to be listening to this on the archive, which is usually available within a day or two, so be patient. You can download that over on transformationtalkradio.com on my show page under the archives for this show. If you are listening, though, about to this show as the archive, we would love to hear your feedback on this. You know, so please do write me over at the website. Thank you, Kalyani. We are out of time, so we have to go, and I want to say thank you for being here so much.
Thank you, Jen. This has been a great pleasure for me. So thanks for
absolutely me. Absolutely. I wish you so much blessings and success with the continuing of your EP and the other songs that you're creating and channeling. For everyone out there listening, thank you for listening and being with us today on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I bid you namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top-line doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Spigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.